Hello and welcome here now to the Phil Hendry program. This is our pre-show for the 30th of January. And like that there, dig me. The you're looking at Phil Hendry without the mustache and the beard, and I go into third person when I see things that are uncomfortable about myself. Well, you'd probably have figured that out by now. You do your little psychological things, so don't fool me. I know you're sitting there in the bathroom and singing to yourself or whatever you do, playing with yourself. All right, so welcome to the thing. Yeah, I had my, did another round of having pictures taken of my mug for, headshots, and went into L.A., came home. I'm fucking dead tired, man, because I didn't sleep last night. It always happens. I never sleep the night before I have, like, something big to do, and I have to drive a long way to get to it. So naturally, I feel like fucking dog shit right now. But hey, it's all good. Yeah. But it's all good, huh? Yeah. It's all good to me. It's all good to me now. I don't know how I feel about forensic files showing the actual death pictures of real people. Like, you can't see their face, but they're now starting to venture into showing the actual body just, you know, under the mud of a swamp or some shit. And you kind of can make out that there's, a, you know, that it's a real human being. And in point of fact, it is a real human being. But connecting the picture they show you with the body, I don't know. There's a whole thing now about TMZ reporting on the death of Kobe Bryant before the family was informed. Harvey Levin says that's bullshit. Yes, he did, but he's a liar because they didn't inform them. They did not officially identify the victims until the next day, or what was it? No, Tuesday. Tuesday. That's what I think I just read. So, but they said, I don't give a fuck what they said, bitch. And how you spelling that? B-I-C-H? All right. Tom Dafka thinks bitch is spelled B-I-C-H. All right, man. What am I doing? Oh, we're going to January the 30th.
The 30th?
And don't forget to... Now, we're going to draw the name on Tuesday of the winners, of the people that got the fight right. You know, the people that... they're like zooming in on this dead body in a fucking swamp. The way to put it is this. If you correctly pick the winner of the fight, you're in the running to win fun stuff from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll announce what it is.
We'll just announce what it is. But, okay, so remember that.
All right, now, we're logging in. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right. Yeah.
All right. Is tomorrow Thursday?
It is. Hendry, would you wake the fuck up, Jack? That's the fact, Jack. Ya-da-da-da-da-da. All right. Archives. And 2019, man. No, we're going to January, right? No, yes. No, yes. Are we going to January? No, yes. Thanks, Pete. You're welcome. I hate you. January 3-0. Boom. Look at this shit. Steve Bozell envies George Conway, who takes crap about his wife's boss, and she can't do anything about it. What? Jim Sadler plays in his bathtub. Dr. Ron Turner strips in sub-zero Minnesota weather to prove a point. All right, here's what we're going to do. There's a couple things I need to do here. First of all, that is inaccurate. Oh, talks crap, not takes crap. That's the fuck up there. Okay, cool. Yeah, groovy baby. All right. Groovy baby. You know, this new Liberty Mutual commercial, what is that bird in the sunglasses? Why don't you leave animals alone, you fucking cunts? Just leave the fucking animals alone. Don't put sunglasses on them. Don't put fucking hats on them. Put them on one of your stupid fucking motherfucking humans. How about that? This will be funny. Put glasses on an emu. We can train it. Don't worry. Yeah, sure, because emus are domesticated, right? It doesn't fucking matter. Put your fucking sunglasses. Put some sunglasses on you, you ugly motherfucker. Do that. I got a great idea. Make the actor work harder to be funny and entertaining, and don't drag an animal in there to be itself, because animals are in their own natural purity. They're entertaining. They're interesting to look at. So naturally, our gaze is drawn to them. And the human can't do... Oh, forget it. All these motherfuckers that hate, that abuse animals out there, and they're by the fucking millions out there, the psychopathic pieces of shit, they think that they're being cool because they don't want you to know they're really, you know, they're completely brainless and emotionless. So they'll show you a picture of an animal, and they'll go, look, isn't this interesting that this... No, it's not, man. Some guy sent me a picture of an animal trying to get over a wall, trying to desperately jump a wall. This was a fucking... Some stupid fucking human was sitting there with a camera... watching this animal trying to get over a wall. I have no idea why. The human didn't give a shit. And this guy posted this. Look at the determination of this animal. This should be the same for all of us. What are you... You don't even know what you're looking at, you cunt. All right, I'm done. I'm all done, man. I ain't gonna fucking... Okay, what am I doing? Oh, yeah. January the 30th. January the 30th. We're about to begin the show. If you give a shit, hang around. You can watch it. You can not, you can do, there's a great many things you can do. All right, welcome to the show here for Wednesday. Remember the, we're getting going late. Are you? We usually start, don't care.
She waves. Give an example.
What's this publicly talk? SPs out there be watching and listening to the chat, the Friday night chat.
Okay. What's going
to night?
What's going to happen?
Here on the world famous Phil Henry Show website.
Yeah.
And like that there. Man, that's pretty weird. Great Scott. Yeah, great. I mean, if you're listening, Great Scott, if you just, for whatever reason.
We couldn't find this Great Scott dude.
Exclamation point. Okay, these folks are in our BSP database. They are on our map, which means they checked in.
Can't find
they're all together. Yeah, you can.
Bitching, okay.
So we're still, as we go back in time a year, we're sort of following this chronicle. Not that it's all that great. It's of great interest to me. I don't know about you. Just exactly when did we find out that the horses were dying at Santa Anita and we had to suspend this thing? I think is a good way of putting it. Suspend the thing, right?
You notice I shaved the face. First time I've shaved it off. That's what she said. No, I'm just kidding. The first time that I've shaved my beard, my gun off,
and there was a time when I'd shave my beard off and I'd look like, there was a time like when I was in my 20s, I shaved my beard off and I looked like I was 6. Now I shave my beard off and I look older. See, that's when you know, that's why guys grow beards, to cover up all the, you know, fucked up look of their face as you get older, man. Okay, now. Steve Bozell envies George Conway, who talks crap about his wife's boss, and she can't do anything about it. You got to admit, it's, you know. So that's that. Okay, so I think I know what I'm doing. I think. And we have the tape rolling, and all right, boom, ready, let's go. Start show now. No, wait a minute, yes. Oh, I got to do this. Let me make sure that the levels are proper. That's what I gotta do. Here come the levels. Pretty soon.
Oh, here we go.
All right, cool.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr.
Groovy. All right, ready? You're not? What can I tell you?